You're listening to Morning Edition on WPSU. I'm Bob Barton. ProPublica broke the story that oil and gas inspectors policing Marcellus Shale development in Pennsylvania will no longer be able to issue violations to drilling companies without first getting approval from the top. WPSU's Patty Satalia talks with investigative reporter Abram Lustgarten, who has written more than 60 articles about the environmental risk of natural gas production for ProPublica.
For those who are not familiar with ProPublica, it's headquartered in Manhattan. It just won its second Pulitzer Prize, and it describes itself as a nonprofit newsroom that produces investigative journalism. What sparked ProPublica's interest in oil and gas drilling?
Well, I came to the beat as an energy and environment reporter. I've been looking and still am examining lots of issues around water quality and water scarcity across the country, and have a background of reporting on the oil and gas industry. And it just by chance happened to be one of the first stories that we picked up, and it's been a big one.
To date, ProPublica has filed 102 articles on oil and gas drilling, and you've written 60 of them. One of your latest articles is on the Pennsylvania Senate's confirmation of a controversial job czar. What can you tell us about C. Allen Walker, who was confirmed to oversee the state's Department of Community and Economic Development, and about the authority that his office has been given?
Well, in his past capacities, Mr. Walker has been the CEO of a number of companies, mainly in the coal business. His company, Bradford Energy, was at one point one of the largest coal producers in the state of Pennsylvania, and has played a consistent and influential role in the state politics over the last three decades or so. In his new position as the Secretary of Economic Development, he's been given an unusual authority to essentially speed up permits in the hopes of spurring job creation and fixing some of the state's economic woes. That includes permits for Department of Environmental Protection. And a lot of concerns have been raised about whether he is the right person to shepherd growth in the Marcellus Shale when it comes to permitting decisions.
Speaking of permitting, Pennsylvania regulators have denied less than 0.5% of every permit that's been put before them since 2005.
Yeah, that's not unusual, actually. When you look at state agencies regulating oil and gas across the country, Pennsylvania fits right in line. They're typically understaffed and underfunded and generally supportive of the growth side that drilling brings and haven't been looking very carefully at the permits that they receive.
You broke the story that oil and gas inspectors policing Marcellus Shale development in Pennsylvania will no longer be able to issue violations to drilling companies without first getting approval from DEP's Executive Deputy Secretary John Hines. Explain that situation and how you learned about it.
Well, it was an email that was sent to me from someone that works inside of the Department of Environmental Protection. It originated with the department secretary, Michael Krantzer, and through his deputy, he had essentially mandated that any enforcement action should be routed back up the fire pole and run for approval by top officials there. That's highly unusual. In the past, regulators in the state have had the authority to, on site, issue a violation, for example, for something that they witnessed during an inspection, and then there can be an internal debate in the department after the fact. But hundreds of these inspections are carried out and hundreds of violations are issued on a monthly basis, and to expect every single one to go back to the office and seek approval and then maybe or maybe not then be issued has been described by past DEP officials as a dramatic departure that will interfere with the state's ability to enforce environmental regulations.
Is there any evidence to date to suggest that this new rule is having a chilling effect on the number of violations that are being issued?
It's not clear yet. There's a lot of factors, including underfunding for the department. That's the kind of thing we'll have to come back and take a look at in a couple of months and see what the rate of violations did actually do.
In a story you wrote dated January 25th, 2011, you say that climate benefits of natural gas may be overstated. Explain this notion of the full life cycle of gas production.
The primary component of natural gas is methane. It's a very dramatic greenhouse gas. It's one of the most significant in terms of its impact on warming changes. And it's been shown to leak excessively from gas production facilities. So not just from the well that's actually drilled, but then from the pipelines that carry that gas off to a production facility and then to processing and on to power plants. All along the way, methane gas seeps from loose connections in those pipelines, or in some cases is intentionally vented. The EPA has been trying to track this for about 15 years and has often been criticized for underestimating the amount of gas that leaks. But just this year, they've taken a closer look and actually increased dramatically their own estimates for how much gas is leaked in the drilling fields. We then took that information to a couple of scientists at Carnegie Mellon University who are experts in comparing life cycle emissions from different fuel sources. And we asked the simple question of whether gas still was 50% cleaner than coal, which is the common assumption that's often stated. And what we found is that when you count the methane emissions from coal up to the burning in a power plant, and you count the methane emissions from natural gas up to the burning in a power plant, the gas is still advantageous in terms of climate gases, but the space between them narrowed considerably. Our findings, it was as little as 25% cleaner.
There has been some criticism of ProPublica's reporting on this issue, claims that you and ProPublica are opposed to natural gas drilling. How do you respond to that?
Well, I certainly am not opposed to gas drilling, and I don't think that our personal views in any way shape the reporting that we do. We're at a time when an energy policy is being considered for the nation. A suite of fuels are being considered, and there's general recognition that a portfolio approach is important. And as the nation is at that juncture point, I think it's appropriate to go and ask questions about what the impacts are of specific fuel sources. Natural gas was one where very few questions had been asked, and very, very little analysis, very little scientific analysis or journalistic analysis had been performed before we took on the issue in 2008. We've stayed on it for so long simply because there's more to say, not because we have any particular fascination with the topic over any others. And that's one of the luxuries of ProPublica, is that we're not bound to a production cycle that would give us hard deadlines and mandate that we sell advertising and have a variety of stories. So we have the luxury of being able to spend an unusual amount of time on each topic before we move on.
All right. Thank you, Abram Lustgarten, for talking with us.
Thank you for having me.
Abram Lustgarten is an investigative reporter with the nonprofit newsroom ProPublica, which is based in Manhattan. I'm Patty Satalia, WPSU.
For a link to Marcella Shale articles written by ProPublica's Abram Lustgarten, check the links at our website, wpsu.org.